Want to get your business in front of real sports fans? The Fade Route with DNZ reaches over 1,000 listeners every month. We drop fresh episodes every week and stay active on social media so your brand doesn't just get heard, it stays top of mind. Local, loyal, passionate. That's our audience. Are you ready to be part of the in crowd? Let's talk about how we increase your foot traffic and get people to visit your website. Email us today at faderoutemail@gmail.com or message us on our socials at faderoutepodcast on IG or slide in our DMs on X at faderoutednz so we can find the best package for you. It's the option where we give you our picks for the week. It is the option for NFL Week 12. We are two-thirds of the way through the season, and there's still time to play. Join our CBS Pick'em League entitled The Option 2025 and play along with us and against us. It's free, it's fun, it's spectacular. I took home the win last week with 12 wins. So, awesome week for me, and it vaulted me back up into a tie for third place with you, D. We are now level at 100. Liz Staple still snapping up first place with 107 points. The lovely Rita Sanchez in second with 102. You and I are tied with 100, and then Innerhoo's Ben Bean with 89 points. Foxy's coming at 82. So the race is tightening just a little bit. Here's the fun part of the season. Let's get to it. Thursday night, Amazon Prime. The 7-3 Buffalo Bills go into NRG Stadium to take on the 5-5 suddenly resurgent Houston Texans.
Bills.
Give me the Bills. 96-4. On CBS Sports in favor of Buffalo. Yeah, I will continue with that trend as well. Sunday, the 2-8 Lupus J-E-T-S Jets go into M&T Bank to take on the 5-5 Baltimore Ravens.
Ravens
big. Tyrod Taylor starting. So there's that. There's no chance he may not finish the game, so Justin Fields may still play, but CBS Sports has it 99-1 in favor of the Ravens. The 6-4 Pittsburgh Steelers go into Soldier Field to take on the 7-3 Chicago Bears.
Yeah, so Rodgers has a broken wrist. They're going to decide on Friday if he's going to play or not. I'm going to guess he's not going to play. I don't think the Steelers could win without him, so I'm going with the Bears.
I'm going with the Bears too. I like
pretty
what
impressive.
I see.
8-3.
Yeah. I like what I see from the Bears. And you know, Mason Rudolph is a capable backup quarterback in case he has to go, but he's not in the same stratosphere as Aaron Rodgers. So definitely take the Bears. The 9-2 New England Patriots go into Cincinnati to take on the 3-7 Cincinnati Bengals.
Bengals. No, Patriots.
You're on to Cincinnati. So we're on to Cincinnati, and yeah, there's no shot. Cincinnati has no shot, especially if Chase is suspended now. Like, sheep. Give me the Pats. The 2-9 New York Football Giants go into Ford Field to take on the 6-4 Detroit Lions.
Lions.
99-1. Another 99-1 game in favor of the Lions. The 4-6 Minnesota Vikings go into Lambeau to take on the 6-3-1 Green Bay Packers.
Packers.
Who shows up? 9 or J.J. McCarthy? That's my question. His alter ego of 9. Dude, you don't need an alter ego. You just need to fucking play football. I saw something that was pretty funny. It was on Instagram. Somebody said, cut J.J. McCarthy, label him a bust, re-sign him as a reclamation project, and watch him just watch KOC do magic. It's a good idea. It's a good call. It's outside the box thinking, and I like it. That being said, Packers are going to smoke the Vikings. It's not even close. The 8-2 Indianapolis Colts go into Arrowhead to take on the 5-5 Kansas City Chiefs.
Chiefs have to win the game. They have to win the game. I'm going with the Chiefs. They have to win.
The disrespect on the 8-2 Colts. CBS Sports has them as the underdog. It's 53-47 in favor of the Chiefs. And I'm inclined to agree. I'm going to go with the Chiefs as well. Daniel Jones gets exposed and turns yet again into a pumpkin. The 7-3 Seattle Seahawks go into Nashville to take on the 1-9 Tennessee Titans.
Seahawks.
We have our first unanimous 100% CBS Sports has the Seahawks. Titans have no shot. And I'm inclined to agree. Give me the Seahawks as well. Go Hawks.
Need some last-minute fantasy football advice? Then the boys at the Fade Route have you covered. Check out Red Light, Green Light 123 with D and Z every NFL Sunday, noon Eastern, during the regular season. D and I give you our top 1-2-3 fantasy starts or green lights, and our top 1-2-3 fantasy sits or red lights. That's Red Light, Green Light 123 with D and Z every NFL Sunday, noon Eastern, during the regular season. That's Red Light, Green Light 123 with D and Z.
We're into the 4 o'clock hour. The 6-4 Jacksonville and Jaguars go into the desert to take on the 3-7 Arizona Cardinals.
I'm taking the Cardinals.
Whoa. Okay, I see you. I'm going to take the Jaguars. I think the Jaguars are making a little bit of a statement. Etienne showed up, which was nice. We'll see if Trevor Lawrence can find some receivers down there. And I think Duval will take home another win. The 2-8 Cleveland Browns go into Allegiant Stadium to take on the 2-8 Las Vegas Raiders.
Raiders!
Really?
Let's go!
After what you saw on Monday night, it was bad.
Inspired.
It was bad, man. Like, Geno Smith, I don't know what the fuck happened. Like, this team, right? You had the coach, you had the quarterback, and you had a receiver from the Seahawks, and they were good. This was just 2 years ago. It's not like it was a lifetime ago. Ugh. Well, if given the choice between Shedeur Sanders, who I don't know what the hell I'm going to get, or Geno Smith, where I know I'm going to get bad. Geno Smith's a turnover machine this year. I'm taking the Browns. Fuck it. Scared money don't make money. I think the defense will play. Like, Myles Garrett may kill Geno Smith on the field. Somebody's got to do something. Like, Myles Garrett, you're staying, right? This is why you stayed. Show up. Here we go, Brownies. Here we go. The 8-2 Philadelphia Eagles go into Jerry World to take on the 4-5-1 Dallas Cowboys.
Eagles.
Give me the Eagles. It's going to be closer. It's going to be closer than we think. The Cowboys actually have a respectable offense. So, I don't know if they'll be able to handle the Eagle defense. The 3-7 Atlanta Falcons go into the Big Easy to take on the 2-8 New Orleans Saints.
Falcons.
And they'll get a one-week goose. They will get a one-week goose from Mr. Cousins. Falcons. Your Sunday night special, the 6-4 Tampa Bay Buccaneers go into SoFi to take on the 8-2 Los Angeles Rams.
Rams.
Give me the Rams. 9-2, firmly in control of the NFC West. And your Monday Night Delight, the Christian McCaffrey Bowl. The 6-5 Carolina Panthers go into Santa Clara to take on the 7-4 San Francisco 49ers.
The 49ers.
I'm inclined to agree. I think that it will be a close game. Right? Rico Dowdle plays. Bryce Young looked really good last week. Let's see if he can make it two in a row. But the Niners are loaded for Bear. Purdy is back. And they're going to want to prove a point. Teams on a bye this week. The Broncos, the Chargers, the Dolphins, and the Commies. Adjust your fantasy rosters accordingly. It's time for us to run the goal route. Join our Pick'em League today. CBS Sports, the Option 2025. It is free, it is fun, it is spectacular. It's time for us to run the goal route. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks for listening to this episode of our podcast. If you liked what you heard and you want to hear more, be sure to like and subscribe on your favorite podcast platform. Leave us a review, rate us 5 stars, turn on subscription notifications, and share on social media. Tell your friends and spread the word.